Welcome. Our Daily Bread would like to encourage you today with a reading titled, He Won't Let Us Go, and it was written by Marvin Williams. Julio was biking across the George Washington Bridge, a busy double-decked thoroughfare connecting New York City and New Jersey, when he encountered a life-or-death situation. A man was standing on a ledge over the Hudson River preparing to jump. Knowing that the police wouldn't arrive in time, Julio acted quickly. He recalls getting off his bike and spreading out his arms, saying something like, "Don't do it! We love you!" Then, like a shepherd with a crook, he grabbed the distraught man and, with the help of another passerby, brought him to safety. According to reports, Julio wouldn't let go of the man, even after he was safe. 2 millennia earlier, in a life-or-death situation, Jesus, the Good Shepherd, said he would lay down his life to save and never let go of those who believed in him. He summarized how he would bless his sheep. They would know him personally, have the gift of eternal life, would never perish, and would be secure in his care. This security didn't depend on the ability of the frail and feeble sheep, but on the sufficiency of the shepherd who'll never let one be snatched out of his hand. When we were distraught and feeling hopeless, Jesus rescued us. Now we can feel safe and secure in our relationship with Him. He loves us, pursues us, finds us, saves us, and promises to never let us go. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from John chapter 10, verses 22 through 30. Then came the festival of dedication at Jerusalem. It was winter, and Jesus was in the temple courts walking in Solomon's colonnade. The Jews who were there gathered around him, saying, "How long will you keep us in suspense? If you are the Messiah, tell us plainly." Jesus answered, "I did tell you, but you do not believe. The works I do in my Father's name testify about me, but you do not believe because you are not my sheep. My sheep listen to my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all. No one can snatch them out of my Father's hand. I and the Father are one." Now, let's pray. Dear Lord, we're reminded that just like the distraught man in this story, we too often find ourselves needing to be lifted up by others when we face challenging and extremely difficult situations in our lives. And help us to know with great conviction that once we are your children, we are yours for eternity. And like a good shepherd, you look out for our safety and never let us go. And it's in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.